Okay, I hear you now. Hello?
Yeah, did you pick up the other line?
Yeah, you're on a 949, right?
Yep. Okay, awesome. So I'm going to hang up the back line here on this direct line, on the back line. Hold on. No, pick up the Hello?
Yeah, I'm on the 949 number.
Wait, perfect. Thank you. Forward this here. Pick up the forward. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, and I was just saying, so there was a little bit of lag. So I was just asking, after you got diagnosed in April 15 of 2021, when did you figure out that you got sick because of the Roundup? And you said you had seen stuff before in the past on TV and online, and then so you kind of already had that idea then? So you figured it out right away when you got diagnosed?
Yeah, and then from the, you know, the swelling of the neck, the rashes, for the 8 days. And then once I went to the hospital, you know.
Okay, let me write that up. All righty. And then let me get the best email address for you.
It's my first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
76@gmail.com.
76@gmail.com. Perfect. Let me type that up. And then the 908-821-2350 is your cell phone. We already established that. So let me click that button there. And about how many times a year did you use the Roundup, would you guess?
Let me see. How many times a year? Well, I used it for at least 4 to 5 days a week. I would say...
Okay. No, that's I can do the math. So if you used it about four times a week times 52 weeks a year,
okay.
So about 40, let's see, so four times 50, so about 208 times a year. And then you already confirmed that you had sprayed it for at least a year before you were diagnosed. And then did you stop using it after you got diagnosed in April, or did you stop using the product a little before then?
No, once I got diagnosed, I stopped using it.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that there. And then I know you said you used it for about 10 years, so you would have started sometime in 2011, right?
No, I started in 2010.
Okay, so you started using it in 2010. Let me put that there. And then when you applied it, did you normally buy the concentrate and mix it yourself, or would you get the pre-mixed and then kind of that came with the sprayer and then spray it on your yard? How do you use it, apply it mostly?
It was concentrated.
Okay. Let me type this up. So would get concentrate and use it residentially after mixing and putting in sprayer to tidy up yard of about how big would you say your yard was? Just ballpark.
I would say maybe like 50 yards.
Okay. Let me click that there. And then did you normally wear protective gear or not really?
Well, not really.
Not really, okay. And you primarily just used it in the state of New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it was you directly spraying the product, right?
Yeah, by spraying it from the spray bottle.
Sure. And then Was your home, was that home on a, on well or city water?
City water.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
And then would you get normally the product at like a larger store, like a Home Depot, or would you get it like at a smaller mom and pop shop? Like a, like where would you normally get
it? Yeah, I got it at Home Depot.
And then obviously it's been several years since you last used it, back in 21. So you may not have any, and that's okay. I just have to ask, did you keep any receipts or any containers or anything like that?
Of the purchase?
Yeah, any containers of the receipts or anything like that?
No, I don't have that right now.
Okay. And then were you ever a smoker?
No.
Are you currently working? I'm sorry, are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
No, I'm employed.
And then have you ever lost any time from work because of your treatments?
At that time, no.
No? Okay. And then what is your current title with your employer?
I'm a warehouse logistics.
Logistics?
Driver. And I'm also a driver.
Oh, and driver. Okay. So let me put that there. And then the name of the employer?
D-I-G-I.
Gigi?
Yes.
Digi America Inc. or Logistics, or do you know?
Nah, America Inc.
Oh, okay.
They got a few. They got a few different names, but you could use America Inc.
I put that there, and then I'll go to the next section here real quick. Oh, it looks like they have an office in California. That's for,
oh yeah, they shut it down.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, oh, wow. We have office in Jersey, California, Canada.
Wait, so are you like a long haul driver or?
Nah, you know, I don't do long distance. No, I do local.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Then you're always home for dinner and stuff.
Yes.
That's nice. That's, you know, I know some people got to go on the road for, gosh, like days or weeks at a time. But this next question just asks if you've ever been in the military?
No.
And have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for a disability or workers' comp?
No.
Ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then what is the medical facility or hospital
Well, what kind of crime are you mean? Like any type of crime throughout my life?
It just says anything other than minor traffic offenses. Have you ever been convicted of a crime? So if so, you don't have to be specific. You can just say whatever it might be. I mean, I've had people.
Well, I guess you could put yes. I mean, yeah, I had a crime before throughout my life. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had people on drug charges or you know, weapons or stuff. Doesn't really matter per se, but what should I put? It asks for it has a little box for a section. What should I put for it?
I guess you could put CDS.
CDS?
Yeah, that's like a weed, having like a weed charge or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll put weed charge there, aka CDS. And then what was the medical facility or hospital that diagnosed you?
it was in the Bronx hospital. Monty Four. Do you need me to spell it for you or no?
Let me see if I can find it here. The Monte Four Health System or Einstein in the Bronx?
Monte Four Hospital, yes. Monte Four Hospital in the Bronx on 111 East 210th Street.
Okay, I see it here. So, are you in New York right now or in Jersey?
Right now I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. How far of a drive is it there? I know it's pretty, well, I don't know, but, like, I've been to New York, but I don't, is it kind of close, or?
Well, yeah, well, you got different parts of New Jersey, so I'm in the part of New Jersey that's closer to New York, yeah.
Okay, cool. You guys chilly now, or is it still warm?
No, it's, right now it's like 70.
Oh, that's not bad at all, especially for it being November already. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
And then real quick, do you remember your doctor's name?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Anna Ferrari? Like Ferrari the car? You need me to spell it?
I got it. Anna Christina Ferrari, it looks like. Let me put this here. And then either yourself or her or the facility will have medical records, right?
Yeah, well, I don't have them.
They will, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They will have them at the hospital.
And
have them at the
would
hospital.
You say that your ailment has impacted you mentally and physically and financially?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me go one more here. And then do you recall the kind of treatments that they did on you? Stem cell, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery. Do you recall?
Chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy. And then do you remember when your treatments first started?
It started... April 20th, 2021.
Okay. Let me put that in there. And then, what is your current mailing address?
119 Livingston Avenue, New Brunswick, New Jersey. And that's apartment 5L. And the zip code is 08901.
Okay. And we're just about done. Two more sections here. This one just asks if you want to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put one or not really?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Let me put NA. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. Your date of birth?
12/21/1976.
1976. And then the last four of your social?
11/64.
Okay. And then let me go to... this here, I'll be sending an automated text message through DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll try to do my best to guide you on what to tap next. But it does show sent on my end, if you can go in
okay.
And make sure that came in.
Okay, so tap on the link?
Correct, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, messages, yes. DocuSign would continue.
Right.
Okay, please sign.